Heavenly Father, I ask that you would come and that your spirit would speak tonight, not me. Lord, that you would be able to use this vessel to get across your word from your heart. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke on faith and that the Holy Spirit or God's, he grants us a measure of faith, and that faith, grace, they're gifts that God gives us. And I felt the Lord wanted me to delve a little deeper and get into the gifts tonight that he does give us. And so I want to start tonight off with reading 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11. There are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles. That wasn't nice. I'll go over here because I have it here. To another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Now you can go. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. First thing, did you catch that it's the same Spirit that does all of these things? One and the same Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, that gives out, distributes to each one individually as he wills. And that was a lot to take in and digest, so we're going to try and break it down a little bit. So first, God gives us the gift of faith, a measure of faith. And why does he do that? So we'll believe. Because when we believe, on the day I believed, I also recognized, oh man, I'm a sinner. And I needed to repent. And God gave me the next gift, the gift of salvation. And when he gave me the gift of salvation, he then gave me the next gift, the gift of his Holy Spirit to live within me. Things are looking pretty amazing so far, aren't they? These gifts God gives us, loving it. Okay, so up to this point, all of us who are called were receiving the exact same gifts. Gift of faith, gift of salvation, gift of the Holy Spirit. But that's kind of where it stops. And that's where the Holy Spirit distributes these other gifts individually as he wills. That's exactly what's stated in 1 Corinthians 12, 11, which we already read, but I'll there we are. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. The rest of the gifts come with time, come with our spiritual growth, because there's something that we need to accomplish in God's plan. Then he distributes as he sees fit. So should we seek these gifts? Should we pray and ask? Of course we should. We absolutely should pray and ask God to fill us with his gifts. All these wonderful things, because he does want to pour out upon us. So let's have a look at them again. I'm just going to read them out. Wisdom. Now, this isn't man's wisdom. It's God's wisdom, just to make a note of that. Word of knowledge. Again, that isn't man's knowledge. That's God's knowledge. Gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, different kinds of tongues, interpretations of tongues. And all of these gifts come on a need-to-have basis. As I already said, we should go after God. But they are as the Holy Spirit sees fit. And we should make note that these gifts that God wants to pour out are not things we should flaunt.
I have the gift of healing, and I am going to pray for you now, brother, because God has said I can heal you.
No, you can't. You couldn't heal a fly. God heals. Let's be clear. It is not for us to say, look at me, look at me. It is for the edifying, the lifting up, and the encouragement of the church. It hasn't got a single thing to do with me. It has to do with the body. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to move on from there. We're going to keep talking about these gifts. Romans 12, verses 6 through 8. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, there's grace given, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy. Okay, I'm going to stop right there because I want to, actually, no, I'll finish reading it. Let us prophesy in proportion to our faith or ministry. Let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So we can see there are a lot of things God gives us. He wants to pour out upon us. Grace, teaching, and now we get to prophecy, which is 9 times out of 10 preaching, not prophesying the future to someone. Hallelujah. In fact, for this particular portion of scripture, I looked it up, and I thought this was good, so I made sure to include it. It says, spiritual gifts in Romans 12, prophesying, the Greek word, for prophecy means to speak forth. To prophesy simply means to speak out God's word, his heart, purposes, and truth with the intent of encouraging and influencing others to come into alignment with him. Nowhere in that did it say it was for us to go tell somebody the future. It is to preach. Okay, so let's start again. Now we can add to the pot grace, teaching, prophecy, exhortation, giving, mercy, leading. So when do we need grace poured out? When somebody comes along and gives me a kick, that's when I need grace poured out. I'm the one that needs to pour it out upon those around me. And not just pour out grace, but do it with joyfulness and cheerfulness. Oh, it's okay that you kicked me. Praise God. God bless you. We need to love others as Jesus loves others. Now, I put it down as Ephesians 4, 7, but it was actually 7 and 8. My apologies. Gerson, you can put 7 up anyway. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Ladies were included in that, men, because he made man in his image, male and female. Hallelujah. It's always good to keep in mind that these things that we're talking about tonight are not already in us, okay? We're not going to, you know, has anybody seen those booklets you can go out and buy and you can do the test. And you can find out what ministries you're good at. You're not going to find it in a book. You're not going to be found with a self-help guru to get it out of you. And you're not going to be able to say, ooga booga booga, 25 times and have the Lord, you know, pour out his spirit and do it. No. As the Spirit wills and chooses. John 3:27 says, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. It's not ours unless the Lord so chooses that it's ours. And it still isn't ours, it's the Lord's for his use. Okay, so what's my point? What is it that I'm really trying to get at here? I believe in my heart, in the days to come, God is wanting to pour out of his Spirit upon us in great measure. And he's wanting to pour out his gifts upon us in great measure. But he does not want us getting big heads thinking we're something. Because we're not. Folks, we're all made of the same clay. We're all the same. No differing. All came from the same mud. Praise God. So he's not wanting us to get big heads thinking we're something special because he's poured out a gift. Maybe you'll end up getting the gift of being able to walk around and lay your hand on somebody and they're healed. Praise God. But he doesn't want you getting a big head thinking you're doing it. It's him doing it. He also doesn't want you to sit there and think the person beside you is something special because God's poured out that gift on them and he hasn't poured it out on you. No. Same clay, same clay. He's got something different for you. We should not be looking at one another with, oh, they're more special because, or I'm more special, I'm better because. We shouldn't be looking at ourselves at all. We should be focusing our focus on him. And doing our very best to be as obedient to him as we possibly can. Does that mean we're going to get it wrong sometimes? Yeah. I've got it wrong a few times. But you know, I got to tell you, what it taught me was his voice. When I'm hearing his voice and when I'm not. And do I always get it right? No. I don't always get it right. But you know, I think I would rather look a fool and take a move that I feel God's asking me to do as opposed to not doing anything and missing God's will. So now it boils down to this. If God pours out, you have three choices. Your first choice is, look at me, I can heal. Be healed in Jesus' name. Or you can be this person. Do what, Lord? No, I'm not moving. No way, no how. You can't make me sing out loud when nobody else is singing. That's too embarrassing. No way. Or you can be the person that simply gets up, does what is asked of you, and sits back down. Now, I'm hoping at this point Pastor won't mind me sharing a little story. He has shared it himself, actually, so I know he won't mind. He was a very young Christian at the time. little example. And a lady was being prayed for at the front, and everybody else was standing, you know, maybe they had their hands towards the front, and they were all praying. And the Lord spoke to him and said, go tell her she's been healed. Well, at first he did this. I'm not moving. And he heard a thud because she had gone down to the floor. But before the meeting was over, well, it was over, but he went up and he said, Lord told me to tell you, you've been healed. And he booted it out of there. He didn't make a big fuss. He simply did what God had asked him to do. Now, I'm sure at the time he wasn't thinking, oh, I have a word of knowledge. He didn't go up and say, God has given me a word of knowledge for you. No. He just said, God said you're healed. And he went his way. And she was healed, by the way. Hallelujah.